And a good Saturday morning to you. If you have any particular home improvement question, whatever that may be, you can call it in or you can text it in. Andy Lind is fielding those very questions. It's 651-461-9226. That's our home improvement hour straight ahead here on CCO. Thanks for joining us. Andy, good morning. How was your week?
It was a great week. How was your week?
Yeah, it was too. And what made it even better was the rain we're getting.
Yeah. You know, for a fella that makes most of our living installing gutters, yeah. rain is always a good thing. Although we prefer just rains at night so we can work during the day, but you know, beggars can't be choosers this time around, because we could certainly use some rain. That's for sure.
You mentioned leaf guard gutters. I have to tell you on a personal note, you probably don't know this, you and I talk for years that for folks that want the leaf guard gutter system, like a lot of other exterior things around your home, you don't have to have your whole house done at once, do you? Right? Just piecemeal.
No. A lot of times we just take care of the upper sections or the hardest to reach areas, or once you clean out your gutters once or twice, you usually know where they clog all the time. It's not like your entire gutter system, unless you're just covered in trees, is going to be the problem child. If that's the case, we can certainly look at doing all of your house. But if you just want to test it and take care of the hard-to-reach spots or the most dangerous to clean out areas, we'll definitely talk to you about that as well.
Yeah, my daughter called me this week and said, I just had Chris from Lindis over, because years ago she had most of her house with Lindis put in the leaf guard gutter system. But there was an issue with the back end of the house because of water drainage, the way the house was shaped and whatnot. She's having a bunch of concrete work done now, which will allow some better flow and whatever the case may be. But she called Lindis and had Chris came out, did some measuring, and she's going to, thanks to the concrete work she's going to have done, so her whole house will have leaf guard gutters. Again, me bringing that up was meaning you don't have to do everything at once, especially if your budget will just allow kind of this year, next year, this month, whatever the case may be. And that holds true for windows, too, and other things.
Yeah, put it this way. I think last I looked, the average window job that we were doing was getting under 8 windows. So 8 windows or less is typical for when we're doing a window job. So you don't have to do everything. You can do the ones that think about this, Denny. How many windows in your house do you actually open on a regular basis?
Now that's a good point.
You know, and how many of those doors do you operate on a regular basis? Maybe we're just, not all of the windows and doors might wear out the same way. They're not all facing south. They don't all get the same sun exposure. So we'll walk you through that. And if we've got to, price out the project a few different ways so you can stage your home improvements over the next few years, well, that's why we come out. That initial visit is free. We'll tell you what we can do and how we can do it and split the job up however you want.
You know, we talk about windows from time to time on the show, especially those Infinity by Marvin windows. Explain to me how those are, what keeps the hot weather out and the cold weather out from our homes each year? What kind of insulation do these windows have? What are they made up of?
Well, that's a good question. So not only is the frame have certain insulating qualities, whether it's dead air space or foam, the actual glass pack is, it's a little bit wider. It's got a stainless steel spacer and it's argon gas filled. And then there's coatings, low-E coatings put on the glass that are designed to, as the sun gets higher in the horizon, as it does in the summertime, reflect the sun's energy. But the nice part about our Infinity windows by Marvin in the wintertime, I do get some solar heat gain. That's a good thing in the area of the world that we're living in. When the sun is lower in the horizon, I've told this story on numerous occasions. I had the largest Infinity window that they would make installed in a room that just has in-floor heat. Now it has spray foam insulation on the walls, but the walls are mainly three light slider windows. So sliders typically are the least efficient windows you can get. They leak the most air out of all the different styles of windows. And I wanted to make it the bigger the window, the easier it is to fail. Now, this is 4 years I've had these windows now. They haven't failed. And when it was 15, 16 below, my thermostat in that room was set at 72, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 74 degrees in there. So, and that's like 5 hours of the heat not running at all in that room, and it was maintaining its temperature because of the solar heat gain I was getting. That's a nice feature. Now, this past winter probably wasn't as important as some other winters, but more often than not, it's a nice feature. The polar vortex hits us again. You're going to be real thankful for a little solar heat gain.
Andy, a listener wants to know, and we talk about this from time to time, too, about crawl spaces.
Be real thankful for a little solar heat gain.
Andy, a listener wants to know, and we talk about this from time to time, too, about crawl spaces. I'm just kind of encapsulating this. What can Lindus do to make my crawl space a better place? Exactly what is the process is what they want to know. I assume they have, the dirt floor, that kind of thing that we used to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can condition that area with spray foam and a dehumidification system where you can get rid of the musty odor. And more importantly, you're going to make the room above the crawl space markedly more comfortable. So if that is what you're after, then we can definitely come out and take a look at that.
What's the word again? Encapsulating, right?
Yeah, we're going to encapsulate everything. I thought you were going to remember. I thought you were talking about the word markedly.
No,
we have. I've been corrected a few times, and I think I'm using it correctly now. I hope.
Yeah, the grammar police are everywhere. Believe me.
Hey, it's okay. If we're getting better. What's
that's
the
right.
harm, right?
Yes. It's live and learn. Right?
Exactly.
16 after 9. You know what? We'll take a quick break here. Let's invite our listeners to call in or text in any kind of a home improvement question. Could be about decks. Could it be about siding, roofing? In fact, when we come back, let's, for those listeners maybe that weren't around when you were talking about those new shingles that you're kind of excited about, maybe we can kind of give a tease that a little bit. You can fill us in about that. Any kind of a home improvement question, call or text. Our phone number is also the text number, 651-461-9226. Here in the Twin Cities, right now it's 56 degrees. We may hit 60 or 61 possibly. But coming up overnight tonight and all day Sunday, Sunday night, maybe a little bit of Monday too, we're going to have some showers, maybe some thunderstorms as well. You stay tuned to News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show here on CCO around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Brought to us by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. I don't think I mentioned their phone number. 844-9-LINDUS if you're in need of any particular thing like those leaf guard gutters or maybe a new roof or siding, whatever the case may be. Yeah, 844-9-LINDUS. We'll give you that number before Andy leaves us today. Andy Lindus answering those very questions today. Andy, when we broke just before the break, I wanted to ask you about those GAF shingles you alluded to in the past shows. Maybe you would kind of bring us up to speed on what you were talking about.
Well, a couple of things, Denny. One, when we install an asphalt roof, we're always going to try to make it a class 4 shingle, almost always, if possible, meaning that you should have a way better chance of surviving hail between that 1.5 and 3 inch mark than you would on any other type of shingles. So I have so much confidence in these types of shingles just because we've inspected hundreds of them now over the last few years after every single hailstorm, and we're not finding damage on them, Denny, which means my customers aren't getting their second, third roof in a decade. In fact, I got a text message after we were doing a radio show from a customer that said that we were more expensive for doing the same work. And I ended up calling that customer, Denny, or that person, and just to hear him out and understand. And they said, well, I go, what do you know? If you don't mind me asking, what way did you decide to go? Well, I'm going to use the same guy that put the roof on 2 years ago. And I said, well, there's your problem. I go, if you'd had us install your roof 2 years ago, you wouldn't be getting a new roof now.
In two years?
So think, you install a roof now, and you get 2.5 inch hail, and it's not a class 4 shingle, chances are it's going to damage again. Now you're going to put in all those new holes into all of your plywood. You're going to have nails and stuff all over your yard again. You're going to have some out-of-pocket expense somewhere. There's, you know, insurance isn't going to cover every piece of the puzzle here for you. There's going to be a deductible, and chances are there's going to be maybe an upgrade or two that you want to take a look at. There's usually some out-of-pocket money with some type of storm damage. So people got to consider that. So when you talk to us about shingles, we're going to talk to you about our Class 4 shingles, and now we're getting excited that at some point this year we're going to be talking to people about GAF's new solar shingle, which for the first time in a long time, that is the first type of solar system that I've ever seen where we can install it and have paybacks in pretty quick order. When you consider that the tax credits and everything else that you get with solar starts to make more sense in our market. I've looked at countless different solar options for roofing, and there's a reason why we've never offered it in the Twin Cities. It just never made sense. And even the whole solar roofs, they're so expensive. Your payback is, you know, 20, 25 years down the road, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But this new shingle from GAF, it's going to check all the boxes. And I really do think that, you know, we're sitting here 15, 20 years from now, we're going to be talking, there's going to be just as many people doing solar on their roofs as that aren't doing solar on the roofs when they're replacing the roofs. And if you're building a new home right now, and you're going to be looking at a 20 or a 30 year mortgage, if you factor in your savings right out the gate into that, you're almost cash flowing right out the gate. So depending on what your interest rate at, some of the studies and some of the plans I've seen, it starts to make a lot of sense. And I don't understand why home builders aren't looking at these options more and more. Like, it really should be almost, if I was a new home guy, it would be standard operating procedure for me to have solar included in those packages.
This may be reaching beyond the subject with those new GAF shingles, but I'm thinking about those shingles that Linda's installed, those great shingles. I was in the backyard this past week looking up. I thought, boy, you know, even after all these years, they really look good. They still look new. And maybe you could explain that 50-year, what is that 50-year non-prorated warranty? What does that really mean for the homeowner?
What it means is you're covered by everything outside of storm-related activity. So a tree falls in your house, obviously the GAF warranty isn't going to cover that. Your insurance company will. But all things, everything else, workmanship, staining, leaking, blowing off, tearing, any other type of manufacturer defect or installation defect, you're covered for 50 years. You and the next person that owns your house is covered for those 50 years. Now, I think it's 12 years that we've offered GAF shingles. Before, we were offering GAF shingles. We were offering Timberline shingles, and Timberline was acquired by GAF around that time frame. I think we've had three warranty claims, Denny, in that entire time. And again, thousands of roofs installed, and zero out-of-pocket expense for our customers. Since 1979, you can imagine the amount of manufacturers we work with and the amount of manufacturers' defects we've come across. Yeah. And out of all of the manufacturers I've ever worked with, the only one I can say zero out-of-pocket expense for the customer or me or Linda's Construction is a warranty claim with GAF. Usually, some of the sightings why we don't offer them anymore, and thankfully, most of it's not failing. But say you have a 25-year-old siding job that failed. Sometimes it's, you know, 8-16 months to go through the warranty process to get the claim approved.
Oh man,
that's not fun. Again, we've only had to deal with that a handful of times. But there's a reason why we don't offer that paint line anymore. Because if it's that big of a pain in the rear to deal with, chances are we're just going to take care of it and take care of our customer and then move on from that manufacturer. Yeah. It's just not worth it for us to deal with that kind of thing.
That makes
more
sense.
Important that the customer's happy and that our people believe in what they're doing.
Call us, text us, 651-461-9226 with your home improvement question. Let's grab a phone call, Andy. Steve calling in from Eagan this morning. Steve, good morning. What is your question for Andy, please?
Hey, thank you. Quick before my question, Andy, I wanted to thank you and Denny I am just finishing up a four-year inside-outside complete renovation of a cabin. And I got to tell you, all the advice I've heard from you guys over the last 4 years, every single thing you've told me has worked out. So thank you.
How about that?
Yeah, good. That's awesome.
My question,
labor of love, that is 4 year remodel project. That's got to be what's the highlight? What was the hardest thing that you had to do on this remodel?
Ripping off the old half log exterior.
Yeah, not fun.
It was built in 55, and so a lot of sledgehammers, a lot of young people helping. But real quick, my question is, I'm about to build a house in the Diamond Bluff area south of Prescott. And okay. I'm general contractor, and I'm wondering, do you work on new home construction? I really would like to, entertain using you guys for gutters, roofing, those type of areas where I know you guys are specialized and have a great reputation.
Yeah, for sure. We work with Newcon all the time, and it comes to doing the exterior parts of the project, whether it's decking, windows, gutters, roofing, siding. You name it, we can definitely work with Newcon on that. So, and we can definitely give you estimates and numbers off of plans as well. So
okay,
all you have to do is, look us up, and not too far away from a beautiful area. You're building a home there in Prescott, sounds like.
Yeah, south of Prescott on the bluff of the Mississippi in what they call Diamond Bluff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, gorgeous. There's going to be some great views.
Well, that's excellent. Thanks, thanks for the call, and good luck. Great work. What a nice call. If you have, again, any kind of a home improvement question as we head to a break for weather, call us or text us with your question, 651-461-9226. We're in the midst of our home improvement show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction every week in the 9 o'clock hour, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus is answering the questions as usual today, either by phone or by text. So let's hear from you, 651-461-9226. There's a comment from a comment and kind of a question, Andy, about solar shingles. Texter says, I talked to a roofer about solar shingles recently, and he seemed to be dismissing them due to cost. He says, the texter, he or she, I think one reason roofers are not looking at them more is because they get this mindset and it takes a while to move beyond. How about a comment about that comment, Andy?
Well, it could very well be. Yes, I know roofers as a whole were slow to change. But I'm guessing that this roofer was thinking of the Tesla roof. And that's when people talk about solar shingles. That's usually the first thing that comes to mind because not, GAF, we haven't even installed roof one yet in the Minnesota area. So it's unknown. And I'm telling you, as people start to do the costs and as this thing comes to, comes to light, I think you're going to see more and more people using this option where that Tesla roof, if it's a $25,000-$30,000 roof, normally you might see that roof get into the $100,000-$125,000 range, especially depending on the battery wall that you're going to have installed, where it's just not even close. It's not even close to that when you're talking about GAF solar shingles. So, yeah, that's when you're talking about a payback that's 25, 30 years. I can see why, roofers turn their nose up at that. That's tough to sell. You're going to have somebody that just wants to waste the money on that or wants to have it just so they say they have it. You're not making that decision because it's cost effective. I think that this new solar shingle from GAF, not only is it cost effective, it's aesthetically pleasing and it's long lasting, where it's going to check all of the boxes and it's easy to work with and it's backed up by the industry's best warranty. So, and when it comes to installing roofing, there's not a manufacturer I trust more to manufacture products that don't fail than I do GAF. They're just good at what they do.
Oh, for sure. I'm trying to interpret this other text. Listener basically is wanting to get a new roof, but wants some advice from you about what type of venting should be on a roof these days. You know what I'm saying? That, because I know you have commented about sometimes people put up these various vents and they kind of work against each other.
Yeah, just you need to make sure that who's ever installing your roofing is looking at your entire roof system as a whole. So your intake, which is usually on the soffit, the underside of the eaves, and then your exhaust, which is going to be up on the roof. Sometimes people put different types of exhaust vents and they end up starting to work against each other. For instance, a power vent in conjunction with regular box vents. The power vent is going to be pulling too much air. It's going to start to pull air from the weakest spot, which might be the box vent. Now, my favorite type of venting is, and you need to make sure that you have a really good intake in your soffit. That's as important as any type of roof vent that you're going to put on your roof. But more often than not, we're going to recommend the ridge venting by GAF. The only time that we get away from that, Denny, is if there's just not enough ridge on the home to install that. There's some decent hip venting that you can get, but we don't like to do that. If I would rather supplement or do it with box vents than go down the hip venting route. I just seen too many leaks with hip vents. It's a weak area to put it. That's why I'm not a giant fan of hip roofs because of the lack of venting space that there can be. The problem with box vents or turtle vents or whatever you want to call them, you know, different people call them. Same thing as the turbine vents. Customers refer to them as worthy bird vents a lot. The big silver tube that's got the spinner on top. Well, you need the wind to blow. I think it's over 10 miles an hour for it to really start to work. But again, there's not enough space. Where you see where those vents are placed, Denny, they're not at the peak of the roof. The nice part about a ridge vent, the highest point on the roof, and that's where the warm air is going to want to go naturally anywhere. So why not vent it out in those areas? And I think that the ridge venting works the best in snowy conditions. So it does. It's a reason why well over 95% of the roofs, again, the only way we don't use a ridge vent is if we have to use some other type of venting because there's just not enough ridge.
That's what Linda did a few years ago in our house. I can't remember what we had before. But the ridge, I love the ridge vent because it's just a lot cleaner look, isn't it?
It is. Much cleaner look. And there's, you know, less perforations on your home. What is scary is sometimes all these box vents get taken out, and then they don't get plugged by the roofers. So if you're talking to a roofer, you got to make sure that those are getting plugged. I would always want to look in the attic, and there should be, you know, there's plugs that they actually make, but then you need to ice and water them in a certain area, because I've been on a roof where that wasn't taking place. Again, one of these roofs that was installed by a storm chaser. So I'm on a roof that's less than 4 years old, damaged from hail again, and I step through shingles because no one put a box vent replacer in. No one put a plug in. It was just shingles covering a hole.
And there goes your foot.
There goes your foot. So people wonder why, you know, like why, even if somebody's pricing out, I have had this conversation on numerous occasions. Why are you guys $1,000, $2,000 more for the class 4 shingle where this guy is going to be less? Stormer or whatever. And well, there's things that we don't cut corners on, and we're not going to try to make our own plugs or anything like that. We're going to have all the materials that we need at the job site to install it the right way. Because when you're getting a roof done by us or any project, no matter what we're trying to do is make sure it's the last one that you do. That's our goal. And I don't want to make a guy fall through the roof ever. It's not fun. And it could have been really, really dangerous had I not caught myself.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when someone calls Lindis and they want a new roof or they need one because of hail damage or whatever, and you and whoever else comes out there and examines, you always examine the attic, right? I assume you do anyway. I mean, you might find in some homes very little insulation, and you'll tell the homeowner that, right?
As much as we possibly can. Well, yeah. We even gotten to the point where we try to let them know when they make the appointment that we need to have access to their attic, because a lot of times they're in closets that are buried, and you know, it's a little bit of work. So we try to give people a heads up that we want to look in your attic, because that's going to tell us the entire story of what's going on with your roof. If we're going to try to install a roof and make it the longest lasting roof it possibly can be, we're going to want to have to look at that.
And you can discover, like, in fact, I think the guys did at our house years ago, that the bathroom vents should have been venting to the outside, but I think one of the pipes or whatever had come loose and was basically venting into the attic. You don't want that, do you?
No, not at all. It's moisture issues, mold issues, a whole bunch of things that can go bad.
Yeah. Listener, I'm looking at another text about awnings, and you may have seen it too, and I don't know if you have any recommendations about awnings and if that's a good idea for certain homes or not.
You know, the nice part is it does make your outdoor living space a little bit more comfortable, like a lot more comfortable, markedly more comfortable when it's a little bit of shade out there. It can be, you know, 15, 20 degrees difference with the awning, but it needs to be a properly installed awning. The problem with a lot of these awnings that install to the roof, they cause leak issues, and they're not as long lasting as the rest of the project. So just make sure that who's ever installing them, they're taking the proper steps to make sure that their fasteners are sealed from any water damage.
Now, as far as I wanted to ask you about LP siding, is that not a local product, or relatively a CC line type of product?
Yeah. You know, from where we source the lumber to where the mills are. So there's Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and Hayward, Wisconsin, all have, dealings with LP. And so that's kind of a nice feature. And our GIF shingles, there's a manufacturing plant right here in Minne. So think about that. And Infinity Windows, made right here by Marvin. So there are ability in Minnesota to be able to source products for the exterior of your home locally is pretty unique. When you think those three brands I just mentioned are national. So we're shipping stuff from Minnesota around the country to get installed. And we're lucky enough to have some of the best manufacturers right in our backyard.
Yeah, for sure. What are folks choosing as far as siding? LP SmartSide, since years ago you start talking about that, that's got to be a pretty big seller, I would think.
Number one siding we install.
It is, number one.
Yeah, for sure. And we got a lot more people that are choosing the LP Expert Finish. A little bit less expensive than the Diamond Coat. I still believe the Diamond Coat warranty is still one of the stronger ones in the industry. But some of the LP Expert Finishes, colors are a little bit more palatable to the customer. They like some of those duller finishes. The Diamond Coat's going to be a little bit shinier. Either one of those finishes should get you set up for the next 20 to 30 years without having to worry about it. And again, worst case scenario, 20, 30 years down the road, you have to pay somebody to paint your house. And who knows? Maybe the solar paint people have been talking about for the last 40 years in the home improvement world, that's actually available in 20, 30 years from now. Or there's a new type of paint that we put on that lasts even longer than the lead paint that we have. You know, I have an old cabin, you know, built in, I think, 1961. That has the original paint on it, Danny. I don't know if that lead paint is faded. Someday I'm going to have to redo some stuff on this old cabin on Lake of the Woods. But, I mean, that red paint on this cabin looks like the day it was installed.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, like you said, who knows? Not even necessarily 20, 25 years. It could be 4 or 5 we'll be seeing as things change so rapidly these days. I'm getting a bit of a signal.
Sure.
We should take a quick break, Andy. But again, let's invite our listeners to call in, text in, any kind of a home improvement question you might have this morning. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show. Again, we are around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, LINDUS. If you want to get in touch, 844-9-LINDUS. Well, it's still April, Andy. What kind of deals can we still have on various items through Lindus?
75% off installation labor on leaf guard gutters, GAF asphalt roofing, and Infinity Windows by Marvin. So pretty awesome offers that we have going on right now, and they will not last, I can tell you that much.
I'm looking at a text, speaking of windows. Well, let me just read it. Texas says, we're getting ready to do a 17-window project in St. Anthony with Lindis. Wow. The house is built in 54. Mitch, naming a Lindis person, did a thermo test throughout the house and inspected our attic. They did it right. You guys do it right. And why not? Right? You don't.
Exactly. Well, why not? You know, it's if again, our goal isn't about winning tomorrow. It's winning, you know, years from now. And if we're not going to try to do the best we can every day, then winning years from now is going to get tougher and tougher. And I think that's where the majority of contractors make mistakes. They put too much on this project. They get so nervous about winning this project. They think they want to give the homeowners exactly what they're, you know, and not necessarily trick them, but they try to do it all. And I think our experience is if we go in with the right diagnostic tools and can really paint a picture of what's going on with the home and be able to tell people this is how we can fix that, the chances of everyone being happy in the end go up and up and up. And this is why we have some of the best ratings when it comes to any types of reviews or any one of the review companies out there. You're going to find that we have more and higher ratings than almost every contractor in the country. And there's a reason why if I look at our schedule of who we're meeting with next week, we're going to be seeing that the majority of our estimates come from past customers or referrals. Or that's almost half of our work every year, Denny, is from past customers or somebody that one of our past customers referred to us. And that's something we hang our hat on, and that's why really the only advertising you ever hear from Lindis is on this radio show every Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to.
No.
You've got the work. Now, I was looking at another text. I'll get to that topic again. But the listener says, any experience with painting vinyl siding? What do you think of painting vinyl siding?
Well, I think it moves too much. It's too volatile. It expands and contracts more than most of the other materials out there, and that's why paint doesn't last typically as long on vinyl products as it does everything else. And when you factor in what it costs to paint your home compared to what it costs to reinstall new siding that's going to be a little bit longer lasting, once you have those two numbers, I think you're going to make the best decision. But I wouldn't count on painting vinyl siding lasting, you know, and looking great much longer than 5 years. But I would take a professional painter's advice on that. My experience is not a great one when it comes to painting vinyl siding. Denny, too, I've seen the text about the Palm Springs condo turning the AC off.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad idea. You're going to lead to some moisture issues and maybe some mold issues if you're a snowbird that left that area and you forgot to leave your AC on. I don't think you have to put it too low. I think standard operating procedure in southern states for people that leave those homes is around 80 degrees. So if you can set your AC at 80, and the nice part is it's not that hard now to get a thermostat with Wi-Fi that you can run remotely and double check on. So I know I have a lot of customers that are what I would call snowbirds, where they're in mini in the summertime, but as soon as it gets a little bit cold, they flee to Arizona or Florida, it seems like. And so we get these questions on a regular basis, but the way to monitor your homes, either back at home in Minnesota or where you go in the wintertime, it's easier and easier. And I would highly recommend looking into some of those options, and it can save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars down the road in damage. Say a pipe burst back at home in Minnesota while you're gone. There's alerts that you can get to your phone where, you know, water around your water heater. It happens. Power outages, things of that nature. When you're away from your home, it's nice to know. And this is why I have always gotten along well with all my neighbors, Denny. It's when you know your neighbors and you're a good neighbor, then you can rely on those people when you're away, and vice versa. That's the nicest part. But if you can monitor that stuff, then you're going to be much better off. But you should never turn your AC off in one of those southern states for the entire summer. I mean, it gets think about that, that, you know, it's over 100 degrees a lot of those days, and that's a lot of heat. On that same token, I've seen people have moisture issues by putting their AC too low when it's way too hot outside. Even at home, when it's over 100 degrees and you got your AC set at 60, and you're complaining about your 30-year-old windows having condensation on them.
Yeah.
You know, it's you might want to crank your AC, you know, down, you know, put it in that 70, 72, 73 range, and you'll notice some of the moisture issues go away on your 30-year-old windows.
Just for reference, for our listeners, to explain what Andy was answering, the texter is like you call snowbird, but the texter said we had to close up our Palm Springs condo. We have listeners, as you know, because of the internet, not only all over the country but all over the world. But the texter closing up their Palm Springs condo quickly this year. They ended up turning the air conditioner off, and Andy was answering, you know, you think that's a good idea? And they're not coming back, they say, till December, till the end of the year. And, yeah, there's so many ways to monitor things now. It's amazing. It's very doable. And at least you can sleep at night a little bit better knowing you have at least, you know, you can reach out from that distance. So, yeah, check it out. Another painting question. I know we have a couple of minutes to go on the show. Painted my exterior of the house, and I want to paint the 30-year-old vinyl windows. Is this possible?
You know, vinyl windows, you know, it's a little bit less of a space. So you can think of siding. It's a long span for that vinyl, and it's a thinner vinyl, so it's going to expand and contract a little bit more. I've seen some better results on painting of vinyl windows than I have on painting of vinyl siding. Having said that, that type of material is still not the best material to paint, but it will last longer on a vinyl window than it will on vinyl siding. Just make sure it's primed well, and you should be okay. But again, you're not talking something that's going to last longer than, say, if you painted a wood exterior or a steel exterior. Chances are those exteriors, that paint is going to last longer on those materials than it will your vinyl windows. So I would anticipate touching up your vinyl windows before you have to do the rest of the home.
I know we have to scoot here in a minute. Andy, what about Infinity by Marvin? Are there choices on interior colors and things like that?
Yeah, the nice part about the Infinity window is we'll be able to pick whatever color you want, and we'll be able to show you a lot of different options on the interior, a lot of different options on the exterior. We have, you know, synthetic wood made to, and we can stain it in any single color, any color that you need. So really, the sky's the limit when it comes to the Infinity window on colors and options, and you should never, ever have to worry about painting or staining that product again.
Great product. Andy, we have to leave you here, and let's do this again next week, but I hope you and your family and the crews have a great upcoming week.
Yeah, should be awesome. Going to watch my second son graduate college on the first, so I'll be in Georgia for the show next Saturday. In fact, I think I'll have a fill-in next Saturday. I've got one left, Denny. One left in doing the college thing, and then it's over.